Today's daf is Mayit Katan Daf Chav Zayin, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, Pliguba Rav Masna Umar Ukva. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Meshaba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Refalka Has Ben Fega, Simcha Doiv Ber Ben Chaya Freda, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Hashana, Rechama Yiska Miriam Bas Cyril Bracha, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Berel Ben Rabbi Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas Daniel Baruch, Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Eliezer Shloima. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Avelus, specifically the halachas of Kriya. So my Katan Daf Chavav dealt primarily with laws of Kriya, which of course is Me'inyin Le'inyin, very much Ba'oisai Inyin, related to Avelus. So we stopped really in middle of a Gemara, so we're going to pick up exactly where we left off. Says the Gemara, Pliguba Rav Masna Umar Ukva. So there was machloikis between Rav Masna and Rav Ukma, uvitravayu mishmei davua de Shmuel v'Levi. And they both said their respective halachas in the name of avua de Shmuel and Levi. Okay, what was the halacha? Chadama once said, kol shiva, all 7 days, koireya. So if a person is sitting shiva, and then during the shiva, he finds out that another one of his kravim died, so that now he's going to have another obligation of shiva, and he's going to have another obligation of kriya. So they said that kol shiva, during the shiva, the person would have to rice kriya a second time. La'acha shiva, however, if he finds out after the shiva ready, Moisef doesn't have to take a new beged and do a new kriya, or even the same beged and do a new kriya, but rather the person could just be Moisef on the original kriya, and that's going to be enough. Chadam, the other one said, kol shloishim yom kriya. For 30 days, that's the halach, he would have to do a new kriya, la'acha shloishim. Once 30 days pass, Moisef, at that point, all he has to do is be Moisef. So the Gemara is going to ask a kash on both of these opinions. Maskef for Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira has the kash. Mandam, kol shiva kareya. The mandam that says that for 7 days he would have to rise kriya again. Amai, what's the reason? Probably, because the halacha is that after shiva, a person is allowed to sew back the kriya. But during the shiva, the person is not allowed. So being that the halacha is a person is not allowed to sew the kriya back during the shiva, so we look at this torn beged as if it's torn. It's so torn that there's no way to even be masakin it. So it's for that reason, a person, if he's simply going to go ahead and be moisif on that kriya, it's not going to really be a kriya, and therefore it's not going to be okay. Once shiva passes, being that at that point the person's already allowed to sew it back together, even if he doesn't sew it back together, that's an important punchline, then the halacha is he'd be able to be moisif, and the hoisafa is going to be considered as if it's a regular kriya. So, okay, so what was Reb Zeira's kasha? So if that's the svara in the halacha, which l'chura Reb Zeira said it is, a woman is allowed to sew back her kriya right away. So, you're going to tell me that that's the case? A woman who finds out that now suddenly she has to rise kriya again, even during the shiva, because she was able to sew it back together, the halacha, she'd be able to be moisif and it would be okay. Is that in fact true? So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Hasa mishum kovet ishu. Really, a woman's dine avelos are the same as a man's dine avelos. The only reason she's allowed to sew it back together is because of covet for the isha. It's not by covet for her to be in this compromised position, and therefore we allow her to sew it back together. But be'etzim, her dine avelos is the same as a man's dine avelos. And being that there's a halach in hilchas avelos that kol shiva, the halach is kareya, it's only lacha shiva, you can be moisif, even though it's based on a svara that toich shiva, you can't sew it back together, lacha shiva, a person can sew it back together, and for a woman, if you're going to zilbas a svara, you would think that maybe she could be moisif even during shiva, but at the end of the day, the dine avelos of a woman are the same as the dine avelos of a man, and if that's the halach for a man, the same is going to be true for a woman as well. So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira asked the kasha according to the other mandam as well. He said, mandam kol shloishim kareya, according to mandam that says that kol shloishim it could be kareya. What's the svara? Meaning the mandam that says shiva, we said what it's based off of. The mandam that says shloishim, what's that about? Probably the loy niten la choisei, because la midyoim is also a significant shir as it relates to sewing la choisei. So what's the difference between being shoylol and being ma'acha? Shoylol means to sew it back together, but in not such a good way. To be ma'acha is to sew sew it back together properly. So the Manama that says that it's Shiva, because he holds once 7 days pass, being that you could sew it back a little bit, you can do it, albeit with wide stitches, that's already enough to say that it's as if the beged is fixed, and as a result, a person could be Moisif, we're going to look at it as a new creature. The Manama that says Shloishim Yil, it's not enough that you can be Shailud. You would need that it should already be as man that you could sew it back together. But yes, the Kasha El, the Allah is that when it comes to a beged that somebody writes his career for his father or his mother, with Allah is he's never let us all back together. So is that going to be the halacha that if somebody writes kriya al ovav ima, even if 30 days pass, the halacha is he won't be able to be moisef? The Gemara says no. Hasam mishum kovet ovav ima yo. That really, again, the dini avelus of ovav ima is the same as the dini avelus as it relates to shara avelum. The only reason there's a halacha that the person's never let us all back together is because of kovet that he has to have for ovav ima. Okay, so that's a halacha that he's never supposed to sew back to the beged. But at the same time, mitzad the avelus, really, he would be able to sew it back together. And being the mitzad the avelus, really, be able to sew it back together, if someone's going to now rise kriya, so that hoisafa is not going to be a, it's going to be viewed as a new kriya, and therefore at that point, he'd be able to be moisef. So a little bit of a tricky gemara, but just to recap, so there was a machloikis between Rav Masna and Mar Ukva. They both said in the name of Avua de Shmuel and Levi. What was the halacha? If somebody writes kriya, and now, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to write kriya again. The question is, could he be maisif, or does he have to do a new kriya? Both agree that what it should be totally in is if the zman already passed, where a person's allowed to sew it back together, then even if he didn't sew it back together, he should be able to be moisef it, and that will be perceived as if he's rising kriya all over again. The question is, do we look at the zman of when he could sew it back together, albeit in a bidiyavid way, or do we have to wait until the zman when he's able to sew it back together in a proper way? For shar kroivim, the halach is, during shiva, he can't do anything, but once shiva passes, at that point, he is allowed to sew it back together, albeit in some inferior way. So if that's the time where we look at it as if it's a complete beged, so that would be the time where we would say he could just be moisef on the kriya and that would be enough. If we need to wait until the time where he could sew it back properly, that zman is already 30 days. Oh, you have to wait for 30 days. So then the halacha would be that toich shloishim, he needs to rise a new kriya. Once lamed yoyim pass, at that point, he'd be able to be moisef. Just incidentally, as far as the names in the Gemara, Rav Masna, Mar Ukva, Avud, the Shmuel, Levi, right? We're a shtickle familiar with some of the Amiram. Who is Rav Masna? So Rav Masna, the Tshuvas HaGa'inim says, was Rav Yochanan's 11th son. The Gemara says in Brachos, in the first parak, Tafei, that Rav Yochanan lost, Rachmana Litzlan, 10 sons during his lifetime. And he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would say, Dein Garma Dasira Bir. This is the bone of my 10th son, and he'd be Menachem people. He'd try to give people chizik. So if somebody was going through a difficult time and sitting Shiva, so Rav Yochanan would say, I understand you're going through a difficult time, but he said, look at me, look what I went through. And somebody I've gained vait there, and you'll see you're going to get the strength. Abish doesn't give anyone an assign that he's not able to overcome. But the Tshuva Zagoyinim says that really Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. His name was Rav Masna, and he sent him to learn Torah in the Hardah, to learn Torah by Shmuel. That's who Rav Masna was. We mentioned once that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a theory that maybe it wasn't Rav Masna, but really his name was Rav Matana. We've spoken a lot about Rav Masna. Who was Mar Ukva? Mar Ukva was the Reish Galusa. So at the same time that Rav and Shmuel were Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoyla in Bavel, Mar Ukva was a very, very important person. Extremely important. In fact, we saw Gemara recently where the Gemara says that Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin, and in fact, Shmuel on some level had to be make of Kayif. He had to show deference to Mar Ukva because at the end of the day, Mar Ukva sat on the proverbial throne. He was the most powerful person. So Rav Masna is the son of Rabbi Yochanan, who's learning Torah by Shmuel. Mar Ukva is the Av Bezdin. It was Travayu Mishmei Da'avua de Shmuel, that Shmuel's father, and Levi. Either way, we can go weiter with this. If somebody walks outside, Lefnei Hameis. So there's a Levaya. This person's a Karev. He has a Chiyuv Terais Kriya. So he shows up with a Beged Karu. He had a torn Beged. So he said, what's he going to ruin a good pair of clothing? So instead, he shows up with a Beged Karu, and that's the way he comes. And nobody saw the Kriya. Not everyone always sees the Kriya. So as a result, it looks like he must have done the right thing. So the Gemara says, this person, Ariza Goizel as a Mason Vesachayim. He's a Gazlan. He's Goizel as a Chayim. Why? It's Gnevis Das, because he's giving off the impression that he must have been Mekayim this mitzvah. But he's also Goizel as a Mason, because he's ganvening from the mace that covet of Kriya. So it's interesting, because we spoke the other day about a Hesped. Is it Yikara the Shechvi? Or is it Yukara the Chaya? And the Gemara says that a Hesped is Yukara the Shechvi Shmamina. That's why you could be Michael on his covered. But all the rage with the Neidib Yehuda and the Pnei Yeshua and the Chsam Soif Rab Kiveger and the Shailu Meish of Rab Yaakov Etlinger. But the point is that a Hesped is being Mechabed the Meis. It's an Indian of Mechabed Lachar Moisai. And the Indian of a Hesped is being Mechabed the Meis. So in that same vein, Kriya is also being mechabed the mace. And that's why if somebody shows up with a beged karua, he's goizel the chayim, genevus das, but also he's goizel the mace because he's ganvening that covet that the mace is going to have. Another thing you see from here is that the act of kriya is really the punchline of the kriya. Because one can argue, why is he ganvening from the mace? He's wearing a beged karua. The Teretz says he didn't do the kriya. And there's rayas to this. What if somebody tells his friend, I want to borrow your beged. I'm going to visit my father. He's not well. He went. And he found that his father was not alive. So the halacha is koyroi. He's a ladder. Tear the beged. Again, it's not his beged. He borrowed it. Yes, sew back together. He could return the beged. And he should pay the difference of how much the beged is worth less. Now, but if he never told the person why he's borrowing the beged, then he can't rip it. He can't even touch it. So if he told the person that he's borrowing it from, that he's going to visit his father who's not well, so then there's a svar, the person knows there's a good chance that it may eventually lead to kriya. He gave it to him, savar v'kibel, and as a result, the halach is, if he writes kriya, he could write kriya. Now he's going to have to pay him the difference, obviously. It's not moichel him, but at least he's allowing him to do the kriya. However, if he never told him why he's going to visit his father, he never said anything about being sick, he has no right to assume that the person would allow him to write kriya. So as important as kriya is, Hareza goizel as a mason, but at the same time, Hareza lo yigabai. When it comes to someone else's money, he's not allowed to touch. Tanu Rabbanan. Another price. Chaylish meislay meis. If someone is a chayla and one of his relatives died, emay dinaisa. We don't notify him. Shemati Tarif Daita Yalov, because we're afraid that maybe this chayla, he's in a very vulnerable situation. Could be the news that he's going to hear is going to cause him to be mitarif daita, die, and as a result, talachas we don't tell. The imakarim befanov. Not just then, nobody should raise kriya in his presence because he's going to start being suspicious. Why are people tearing their begadim? Looks like someone died. Umeshaskin as anoshim yipanov. And not just that, we have to make sure that the women, they don't make too much of a gerida in this person's presence, because as a result, we just want to make sure that we're keeping this person protected from the information. Umekarim the katan neyagmas nefesh. Another halacha that we rip. Kriya for a katan mipnei agmas nefesh, so that everybody around the katan should feel the depth of the tzar of everything that's going on. And this is interesting, as we've mentioned in the past, because it's clear that we're not raising kriya for the katan. The reason we're raising kriya is for everybody around the katan. And the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because you would think, of course, you should raise kriya for the katan. Why? There's a mitzvah of chinuch. Chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. So if there's a mitzvah of chinuch, so l'chura, based on that, we should rice kriya for a katan. And it's mavur in the Gemara that that's not the case. The only reason we're ricing kriya is mepnei agmas nefesh. The truth is, a katan doesn't sit shiva. It's halacha. There's no chinuch when it comes to a katan. That's a big shiloh. Why? It's a famous Neidib Yehuda, where the Neidib Yehuda says in Dagom Ravava, the reason is because an Avil is potter from Talmud Torah, one of the themes of the raid bites of the Elul Megalchen. So says the Neidib Yehuda, on the one hand, if someone's going to be mechanech a katan to sit shiva, he's also going to be mechanech a katan to go a week without learning. And says the Neidib Yehuda, that's not something we want to be mechanech the katan to do, so it's better let the katan go to yeshiva, or let the katan at least learn tinoikishal beis rabam, hevel p'em, better than be mechanech him with the avelos, because really it can't be both. So as a result, the Yehuda said that's why the Minig Yisrael always was not to be mechanech a katan mit avelos. But the Velt says a vart. The Velt says that the reason is because what's chinuch? Chanoich lenar api darkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yasam imeno. We train children to do mitzvahs like this when they're older and they're in the same exact situation, they'll know what to do. So we teach a katan to go to shul, to hit kiya shayfer, like this when he's bar mitzvah. He's already of age, he's going to go to shul Rosh Hashanah, to hit kiya shayfer. We teach a katan to take dalaminim on sukkahs, like this when he's older, he's going to know to take dalaminim. Avelos is not something we want to train a child to do. So we're not mechanech the child by avelos, because we dafka don't want to send the message, oh, one day You're going to be in Azam Matziv and Gam Kiyaskin Layasim Imeno. Fakert, we're going with a premise that the Kotan's never going to have to sit Shiva. The Kotan's never going to have to be in this situation. There'll never be a Gam Kiyaskin Layasim Imeno. And if that's the case, there's no Chanoich Lanar Api Darka. Either way, that's why Mekaran Lakotan, but it's only Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. Fakere Al Chomov, Val Chamois, a person's supposed to tear Kriya for his Shver and his Shvigar. Mipnei Kovadish, to be Mechabit's wife. Amr Apap, Rapap, Satan of Evo Rabasi. We learned in Evo Rabasi. Evo Rabasi. Avil shouldn't have a child on his lap because it's going to bring him the simcha and it's going to be meskan al abrius, which is an interesting reason. Pashan and Avil shouldn't be beschayik because he's supposed to be bavelos. He's not supposed to be beschayik. The reason is nimtza meskan al abrius. It sounds like people are going to make the effort to come be menachem Avil. Coming to be mishtatif and the person's sar to be nice about oil, and then they're going to show up and he's all besimcha, he's happy, he's looking at his zisa enakel. So therefore, there's the halacha lo yaniach tinoik betoicheka, and it's not so much because of him. It's like we're worried a little bit about what people are going to say and how he's going to be perceived. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Ein Koyrim Velei Choyltsin Vei Mevarin Elo Kroy Vishal Meis. That was the Reish of the Mishnah. The last few words of the Mishnah was Vei Mevarin Elo Almita Skufa. So the context over here is the Suda Savra. The Suda Savra is the first Suda that an Ovel eats. And the Suda is paid for by the Oilam. So the Oilam would provide the Ovel with a Suda. The Ovel would be sitting on the floor or on top of a Mita Kfuya. That's a flipped up over bed. Everybody else, says the Mishnah, is supposed to be sitting on a mita skufa. So that's part of the tsura of the Suda Zavra, where everybody's sitting on proper chairs, and it's dafka the oval. I mean, if everybody's sitting on the floor, it's chaser a little bit from the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is the cotton's supposed to be in this compromised position, and everybody else is dafka supposed to be in a very upright position. Sakti Gemara, Bryce on this note. Tanu Rabban, if somebody goes to base oval, if this person felt very close to the oval, then he himself, the menachim, should be on mitas kfuyos together with the oval of him. Lavin, if not, then he should be on mitas kufas. So this is a very important Bryce that adds language that the Mishnah didn't say. The Mishnah just made an open-ended statement that the Suda Savra, the Menachemim, always sit on Mitei Skufis. The Bryce says it's not always the case. It depends. If the person is Libay Gaspa, he has this very, very close relationship with the Avil, so then Faker, then he shouldn't sit on Mitei Skufis, but rather he should sit on Mitei Skufis. Rava Zakhti Gemara Israelei, Isra Bey Milsa. Rava was an Avil. Oh, Ligabe Abba Bar Marto, do Abba Bar Menyumi. So Abba Bar Marto, who was also Abba Bar Menyumi, came to visit Rava. So what, he had two names, Abba Bar Marto and Abba Bar Menyumi, but I think Pshat is Pasha. Menyumi was his father. Marto is a woman's name. So Abba Bar Marto, sometimes he was known as Abba, the son of his mother. Sometimes he was known as Abba Bar Menyumi, the son of his father. But either way, so Rav is sitting Shiva, and Abba Bar Marta, who's also Abba Bar Menyumi, comes to be Menachem Avil, or to bring the Suda Savra. So the Gemara says, Rava took the bed, one of the beds, and he was Zakif. He flipped it upright, like this. Abba Bar Marta, who's also Abba Bar Menyumi, when he's giving him the Suda Savra, will be able to sit on this regular bed. Abba Bar Marta coffee, but Abba Bar Marta took it and he flipped it. Amar. So Rava commented, he said, Kama lespe daita lahit surm rabbanon. This is a little sharp. But Rava said, boy, take a look at the surm rabbanon, how he has no das. Meaning the surm rabbanon doesn't know the basic halacha. He's not supposed to sit on a mita kfuya, he's supposed to sit on a mita skufa. Probably he was giving cover to Rava, but you know, Rava's going to sit on a mita kfuya and he's going to sit on a mita skufa. Rava's the god of Adar. But at the same time, that's the halacha. Now, if he was Libay Gaspa, it's one thing. But obviously, Rava didn't feel he was Libay Gaspa. And as a result, he said very, very sharply, Kama lespe daita lehar tsurba me rabbat. Tana rabbat. If somebody's going from one place to another, he's traveling. So somebody was traveling and now he found out that he's an awful. So what's he supposed to do? He's on a business trip. He's supposed to turn around. There's expenses associated with this. Like, what's the halacha? So if he's able to be memait be'eska, if he could try to minimize the amount of business that he's doing, you might. That's the right thing to do for him. Lavin, if not, yigalgal imahem. So what does it mean, yigalgal imahem? Rashi. Ve'enoy oysa schayr b'fnei atzmai elim chabur. He shouldn't do business by himself. He should try to do business together with other people. That's the appropriate way to do it. Tanu Rabban, another halacha. So again, we're talking about the last line of the Braisa, which discussed the concept of the last line of the Mishnah, which discussed the concept of a mita kfuya, which really was one of the integral halachos of avelos. It's not a halacha that's negay b'zman hazeh. So today it seems like something that's not negay, which it isn't. But once upon a time, this was like a feature of Avelos, that every Avel had to take all the beds in his house and he had to flip them upside down. And by the way, what does it mean upside down? The Gemara is going to get into it. It means literally upside down. So that the top of the bed is now on the floor and the legs of the bed are facing upwards. It literally had to be flipped. Now, why don't we do it today? So the Shulchan Aruch has two reasons. He says, number one, the whole Inyan is an Inyan of Avelos. Today, it's not an Inyan of Avelos. If we would do it today, it would be a ritual. It has no pshat. And as a result, why do it? He said, besides, it looks a little paganish, right? It looks a little like this person's up to some heebie-jeebie and push it that the neighbors shouldn't start whispering and talking as who knows what goes on in this person's house. So again, all the beds are being flipped upside down, so it's not such a good idea. But either way, the Gemara now from here until the Mishnah is pretty much going to be discussing halachas related to flipping the bed. There's a lot of Gemara that we have to learn, push a lot of words. So we're going to go through this quickly. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. At what point do the Avelim have an obligation to take the beds and to flip it upside down? Meaning, when does the Avelus of Kfiyas Hamita begin? Rabbi Eliezer said, as soon as the Nifter is taken out of the door of his house, the Nifter leaves the house, that's when all the beds get flipped upside down. Rabbi Shua said, Mishen Yisosim HaGoyl. No, it's from the time that we're Soisim the Goyl. So what does it mean to be Soisim the Goyl? So can you do it? It's Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in many places in Shas. Rashi says, not here ironically, Rashi says that what does it mean? Mishen Yistam HaGoyl. What it means is that when the cover of the coffin is sealed, so the mace goes in a coffin goes into the ground. So when the cover of the coffin is sealed, at that point, that's called Nistam HaGoyl. Rabbeinu Tam has raised, that's not what it means. Rabbeinu Tam said Nistam HaGoyl means that Komas Matzeva. So they used to put a stone or some sort of matzeva right after the kfura on top of the mace, and as soon as the matzeva was put, that's what Yistam HaGoyl is. But either way, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mishayetza Mipesach Vesoy. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Mishayisasim HaGoyl. There was a story, Rabbi Gamliel HaZakhar, Rabbi Gamliel HaZakhar died, Kivish Yosem Pesach Vesoy. As soon as the Pesach Vesoy, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kofu Mito Yisechem, you have to go to Kfir Samita, Kivish Nistam HaGoyl, then the Nistam HaGoyl took place. Rabbi Yeshua said, Kofu Mito Yisechem, they told Rabbi Yeshua, we already listened to the Zaken Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said already, Mishayotzim Pesach Beisai, L'shitasai, we did it already, it's too late. Tanu Rabban, Memesai Zoykvenes Amitas Be'erev Shabbos. Now, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to put the beds properly again. Why? Because for Shabbos, they have to be done in the right way. Because if the beds are going to be flipped upside down, it's considered Avelos de Farhesia. That's not the type of Avelos that it's one of the things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you have to flip it. The question is when? You do it on Shabbos? Probably not. So at what point could you do it? From Mincha L'mayla. And every time the Gemara says Mincha L'mayla, you have to ask a Shaila. Mincha G'dayla, Mincha Ketana. But either way, the Gemara says Mincha L'mayla. Even though the Avelim take the beds and they flip it upside down, already Mincha L'mayla, but as far as sitting on the beds, you have to wait until Shabbos. What about Matzah Shabbos? Even if the Avelim are only going to sit Shiva one more day, meaning they're getting up from Shiva Shabbos morning, which according to Abishol, Halach Divrei Meikol Bavel, they're going to get up Miktas Hayom Kekulei. Mamish Sunday morning, they're getting up from Shiva. It doesn't matter. Even for the few, the Halach is, even though it's a big Tircha, V'chayza V'kayfa, still they would have to, so again, the whole week, Kfiyas Hamita, Shabbos not. When do you flip it? They can't sit on it until Shabbos. What if the Avelim are getting up Sunday morning? They have to go through this tercha of flipping all the beds? Yes. Someone that's Koyfe Mitasa, let me toss it Bevadu Koyfe. He doesn't only take his own bed, meaning not only the Avel's bed, all the beds in his house, even not the Avelim, they all have to be flipped. Even if he has 10 beds in 10 different rooms, kulan, all of them. If there's 5 brothers, umes echad, and one of them dies, kulan kaifen. Meaning, even if one person dies, he had 5 brothers that are living in 5 different houses, and they're all sitting shiv in different houses, and they all have a bunch of beds, and there's going to be beds all over the place, being flipped upside down, it doesn't matter. That's the halacha. Every single person has to flip over every single bed. Let's say there's a mita that was miuchedes l'kelem, meaning nobody sleeps on this bed. There's kelem on this bed, that's the couch no one's allowed to sit on. Ain't tzarech l'chvois, the halacha is, that type of bed, you don't have to flip over. Dargish, ain't tzarech lechvayisay. A dargish also is not flipped over. El zoykvay. You put it on the side. Zoykvay doesn't mean you just leave it the way it is. Something has to happen. You flip it to the side, but not kfiyas amita where it's completely 180, where the bottom is on the top and the top is on the bottom. Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Dargish mater es karbitov v'noifel me'elov. No, Dargish is the mahalach that the Aveilim do something else. What they do is they loosen, today would be the screws, but once upon a time they would loosen the ropes that attach the mattress, quote-unquote, of the bed, together with the frame of the bed, and you let the mattress fall. It's not a real mattress, but we let it fall to the floor, and that's what they were supposed to do. Okay, so we have a machloik, is what we do with a dargish. So what's the obvious question? My dargish, this is a dargish, Omar Ula said, Arsa the Gada. This was a bed that was used for good luck, read Rashi. Arsa the Gada. Three lines on the top. Mita shemiyachta noisa lemazatoif. It was mita that was there for good mazel. Veimish tamshem baklum. We do nothing with it. Not even kalim. Elamiyachta noisa lishrois mazel toiv aleh. Posh it for good mazel. Now, is this a Jewish thing to do? You have something that's literally there for good mazel. Feels like nichush a little bit. It's a discussion in the Rishonim right here. Why this is even okay. Tomim tia mashem alekecha. This doesn't sound like a Jewish thing. But again, so in the Argamar, we have three types of beds. We have the bed that people sleep on. Then we have the bed that's miyuchad lekelim. And then we have the bed, it's there for mazel toif. I get the mazel, if I get the shoe. But really, for nothing else. So Rabbi asked the kasha. So who's Rabbi talking to? Ula. Ula said that, what's this darg that Chazal were talking about, how exactly the oven is supposed to flip it over. It's Arsa the Gada. So Rabbi asked the Kash, El Miata, I'm going to ask you something. Gabi Melech, regarding the king, the time we learned to the Mishnah, Kon Lom Mesuban Al Oretz, Bum Eitzav Al Adargish. So when the Melech would sit Shiva, so everybody would come, they would sit on the floor, and the Melech would sit on the Dargish. So this is Oilam Hafach, right? So the Melech is Dafka sitting on the Dargish, everyone's sitting on the floor. So the Gemara says, Mi'ik, Midi Dad, Idn Le'a Sfina, V'hashtam Esfinala, I thought it's a bed that nobody ever sits on. So now all of a sudden, now the Melech's Bavelas, oh, now he's going to sit on the dargish? I thought it's a bed no one sits on. If no one ever sits on it, why is someone sitting on it during Avelos? Just, if it's a bed that no one ever sits on, boom, now we're sitting. So Masko Rav Ashi heard this kasha. So he said, my kasha? What kasha is this? Midi d'havi achil v'shtia. Why is it different than food? Da'ado idna lo yachline v'lo yashkine. An avil, no one ever feeds him, right? It's usually not that people are not walking around giving him meals. Of a hashto yichlin of ashkine. Now there's a suda savro. Now people are feeding him. So you see, avelus is different. So just like avelus is different that we feed the oval. So maybe avelus is different that the oval, the king, anyways, would sit on the dargish. Eli kashas or avashi said, you want to ask a kash on Ula? Ula, who said that the dargish is the arsa the gada? It's the bed that nobody really does anything with. It's there for mazel tov. Hot kash, dusta kash. The tanya we learned to the brayse. Dargish ain't tzarich lechvoy. Said you don't have to flip over the dargish. El zaykvoy. You just put it on the sides. What was this? Kashv I arsa the gada. Now, if it's an arsa the gada, if it's a bed, then it's an arsa the gada. So why don't we have to flip it upside down? But right? It's a good kasha. And in fact, the time we learned to the Braisa, Kofi mitas, let me toss me vadu kofi, I'll call me to shesh, but I'll base you kofi. So Rav Ashi said, you see, it's supposed to flip over. If it's a bed, then why doesn't it get flipped over? That's a kasha, Rav Ashi said. The Mar said, that's a kasha? Why is that a kasha? Well, my kasha. We said, even the bed that's miyuchad the kalim. That has a function. We don't flip it over. The Tanya, Ma'isa mitasam, Ma'isa mitam, Yechadis lekelim, Eini tzarach lechvoisa. So kavu chayim at arsa degadi. You don't have to be koyfe because that's not miyuch of anything. So the Gemara said, why is that a kasha? The Gemara said, you want your kasha? Okay, this is a kasha. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel said, dargish mati karbita. You know what you do with the dargish? You don't flip it. You don't do anything with it. You just loosen the screws, let the whole inside of the bed fall to the floor. Funoifel meyel. What's the kasha? Is al kutay tcharsa degada. Now if it's an arsa degada, my karvitin isle. Why would it have these karvitim? So again, you had to be there, but it seems like these karvitim only made sense if it's a bed that people use. But if it's not a bed that people use, it's just an arsa degada, why would the karvitim be there? So must be it's not an arsa degada, this is a technicality, must be it's something else. So the Gemara says like this, Ki also Ravin, Amalei Ahumi Rabbanon, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so one of the Rabbanon, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Shmei, Rav Tachlifa, not the son of Marava, he was a Bar Marava, it's given a Yit from Eretz Yisrael. So he had Avashchich Beshuk de Gildoi, and he used to spend time in the shuk of the Gildoi. So Gildoi means leather. So he spent time in the leather shuk. He was an expert in leather. And he said, my dargish, you want to know what dargish is? Not arsa de gada. It's a bed. It's a gehedig bed. But it's a little unique. It's an arsa de tzolo. It's a leather bed. Itmanami omrab yirmiya dargish seirugay mitoichoy. The dargish is seirugay mitoichoy. So these ropes, the screws that attach the proverbial mattress to the frame of the bed. It goes through the middle of the frame of the bed. Mita, as opposed to a regular bed, say ruga al gaba goes over it. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rav Shulban Levi. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. What does an oval do with an asa with the dargish? All he does is he loosens up these ropes, these screws, and he lets everything fall to the floor. Amar Rav Yaakov Baracha, Amar Rav Asi, another halacha, mita she nakliteho yoytzin, zoikva v'dayo. A mita that has nakliteho yoytzin. So this is a case that's actually mentioned in a Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah. Where it's talking about making a sukkah on top of one of these beds. So what does it mean, nakliteho yoytzin? These were two poles that protruded from the two sides of the bed. And then they would take a curtain and they would put it on top so that the bed looked a little bit like a tent. Right, it ends up being shaped like a tent. So if it has a tefach on top, it's considered an oil, for sukkah, and all these different halachas. But the bottom line is that such a bed, you can't flip upside down. Because if you're going to flip it upside down, it's like it's going to end up falling. It's not shayach. So what do we do with something like that? Mita shenakli tel yoytzen zoykvin vidaya. All you have to do is put it on the side. Not flip it upside down. You put it on the side, and that's enough. Tanu rabban. Yoshen al gabi kise. If somebody slept on a chair, as opposed to a bed, al gabi udayni gedoyel, on top of a large mortar, al gabi karku, even if he slept on the floor, lo yotzei dechevase, he's not yotze his chiev. What chiev is he not yotze? Rabbi Yochanan shleikan kfiyas amita. He wasn't yotze kfiyas amita. Meaning, there's a din. Kfiyas amita is not just a hechatimtza for the oval not to sleep on a bed. Because he could sleep on the floor from today till tomorrow, he's not yoitza. It's a din that the person has to take the beds and he has to flip it. Tanu rabbanan mechabdin umar beats him beveis avi. You let us sweep up the house of an avol. Umadichin karis v'koyses v'tzloiches v'kitaynis beveis avi. You let us wash all the flatware in the house of an avol. Ve'im avin es hagmur v'esam some of the beveis avi. You can't bring any of the besamim and the mugmur, right? These are the smoky spices into the house of an avol. These are things that were shchich once upon a time. So this is not part of the meal anymore, but once upon a time it was. That at the end of the meal, they would bring out besamim. Everybody would make a bayrim mine besamim, bayrim yatzne besamim, and everybody would take a good reyach nichayach, and that's what they used to do. So this was very shchiach, and this is something we're not allowed to do in a base awful. Eini, is that true? Vatani bar kapara, bar kapara, tor b'raisa, eim avarchin, loyal amugmar, v'loyal abesamim v'beis awful. You can't make a bracha amugmar and besamim in a base awful. What's the dig? Baruchi hu d'loim avarchinon. It sounds like we just can't make the bracha. Asuya maisinon, it sounds like you can bring the bracha. There's no lekasha. Ha b'beis ha'awful, ha b'beis ha'menachamim. The base of Avel, that's what the Avelim were. The base HaMenachemin was where the Avelim would go to sit with the Menachemin so that the Menachemin could say, Amokim Menachem Eschem. So there's the base of Avel where there when there's no Menachemin, and then there's the base HaMenachemin, that's the room they go into when the Menachemin are there. So in the base of Avel, the Lefnai V'Lefnim of the base of Avel, we can't even bring any Mugmer, you can't even bring any Besamim. But in the base of the Menachemin, that's already a little bit more lenient. Over there we can bring it, we just can't make a brach. Nacha Mishnah, also very much related to Dini Avel. Imalich in the base of Avel. You're not allowed to bring to a base of Avel. Tavla. So, if somebody wants to bring food to a base oval, so you can't bring the food not on a tavla, that's a large tray. V'loy baskutla, v'loy bekonoin, not in a large basket or some other large item. Meaning, someone's bringing food to an oval, can't bring it b'derech gasos. You can't bring it in a very, very large thing. Elo besalim. It's supposed to be done in small basket, something very humble, something very mediocre. Another halacha, this is related to Hilchas Cholomoyd as well, and that is we don't say Birchas Avelim on Cholomoyd. Aval Oim the Meshura, Umenachamin, there is Shura, there is Hamakim Yenachim, Upoitrin as Arabim. And someone does it and is Moitzi everybody else. Eimenichen as Hamita Berchoyv, we don't leave the bed in the middle of the street on Cholomoyd. So in the event that there's a Levaya taking place on Cholomoyd, we wouldn't leave the bed, even for a short period of time, on the floor. And the reason is because we don't want it to bring the day haspen. Cholomoyd, there's no aspeidim, so just to prevent it from being aspeidim, that's something that we don't do. We never leave the bed of an isha in the middle of the street. It's just not respectful. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was that we don't bring to a base oval food, not on a tavla, not on a skutla, not on a konoin. Rather, we do it little salon. Tanu rabbanan. We're going to bring a long braisa that's going to discuss different minhagim that were done once upon a time with an avol that all changed and all for the same reason, as we'll say. Tanu rabbanan. Barishoyna himalichim beis avol ashir mekalte shal kasev shal zav aniim besalin etzarim shal arava klup. It used to be that when people would bring food to an avol, so the wealthy people would come bring it in gold and silver to be mechabed the avol, and then the aniim they would bring it in baskets that were made of aravos of dalut minim fame. Vayaniim es baishim, and then the Araman, they felt bad, right? The aniim felt a little bit bad that they're bringing in such inferior kelim. He's skinu the made takano shneiu hakom avim besalim the tzaron shal aravah klupa, that everybody should bring it in these inferior baskets mipnei kloidon shal aniim. Pasha, out of respect to the Yoni, you shouldn't feel bad. Tana Rabba on another price. But you should know how you mashkin beveso oval. They used to serve drinks in a beso oval. Ashirim beschuches levana. The Ashirim would drink out of glasses that were made of white schuches, white glass. The Aniyim beschuches tzvua. And the Aniyim was dirty glass. But the Aniyim is baishim. The Aniyim felt bad. Skinu they made a takano. Shiu hako mashkin beschuches tzvua. Everybody should drink out of schuches tzvua. Bepnei kvoidon shel Aniyim. Because of kovid shel Aniyim. Now what does this mean? That they used to drink from schuches levana, then they used to drink from schuches tzvua. So what were they drinking? So Pasha, you would say, water, soda, juice, chves. But the emes is, we know that the Gemara says in Masechtos Ksubis, Daf Chesam Ebeis, Tana, Asara Koisois Tiknu Chachamim Beveis Oval. So this is the very, very last Gemara in Masechtos Ksubis before the Sugya Pesach Pasuach. So this is literally the calm before the storm. So the very last Gemara before Omer Abulazo, Omer Pesach Pasuach, Matzazik, Neman La Yisrael. So right before those words, the Gemara brings a short brisa on the bottom of Ches Hamid Beis. And the Gemara says that they used to drink 10 cups of wine in a Beis Oval. Shloisha Koyde Machila, 3 before the meal. Pashit, Yidei Loftoich Hespinei, they have an appetizer. Shloisha Betoich Hamila, 3 emittance either. Like this, the food will settle. Ve'arbol acha achila, and then 4 after achila. Echad keneged azon, echad keneged birchas aretz, echad nebani yushalayim, echad nebani yushalayim, keneged the 4 brachas, 4 cups of wine. Yisif aleim, then they were moisif another arba. Echad keneged chazoni ha'ir, right, 1 l'chaim for the chazoni ha'ir, then there was another l'chaim for the parnose ha'ir, there was another l'chaim for the Beis HaMikdash, and then even for Rabbi Gamliel, he had his own l'chaim, and they used to drink, so it was 14 cups. So the Gemara says, what happened was, Schilu, you know, at some point, I mean, obviously they used to contain their alcohol much better then than we do today. But Lamaisa, 14 cups of wine. So the Gemara says, Schilu, they were drinking Mishtakim, which is also not an Indian in the middle of Avelis. So, Chzira, Hadava, Liyoshna, and they went back, they were Machzer, Liyoshna. What does it mean? They went back to 10 cups. Same cases, yeah, but 14 is already. The Gemara says, what does it mean? They used to drink for Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara explains it, Mamish from there right into Pesach, Pesuch, Mitzazi. But they used to drink wine. They used to drink 14 cups of wine, or but the Eved 10 cups of wine. Now the emes is the Gemara says in Erev and Samachem and Aleph, Amar Reb Chanan, Lo Nivri Yayin Elul Nachem Avelim. Wine was created for this purpose. It was created for Nichem Avelim. Shenemar, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Tnu Sheicher La Oved VeYayin La Marei Nefesh. Right, Tnu Sheicher La Oved. We speak at the Chassam Sofer all the time. The epic Sheva, epic Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that the reason the Torah is so machmer that a Kohen who does the Avodah Beis HaMikdash does not let it go in Shtuya Yayin, because why do you drink wine? It's Tnu Sheicher La Oved. If a person needs it, VeYayin La Marei Nefesh, a Yid that's walking in to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the place that's Mesois Kol Haaretz, that Avodah they should bring a place to such a dveikus, to such a simcha shal mitzvah. He needs a glass of wine. He says it's the greatest kfir in the avodah Hashem that if he thinks he needs a glass of wine to get him into the mood to be able to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, because wine is tnu sheichel la'ovid v'yayin l'mari nefesh. So if you think about it, it's like a little counterintuitive. One would think if there's something that avol's not allowed to do, it's drink wine, right? Should be able to eat meat, shouldn't be able to drink wine. The 9 days is avelus. Mishenichnasav mematim b'simcha. So what? There's no basa, there's no yayin, but the emes is an avelus atayis. They used to drink wine. That's the whole purpose. And they used to literally in the base of it, this is what they used to do. And the truth is halach and shulchan aruch. The mechaber says it's in Yoredeya, it's in Hilchos Avelos, it's simin shin ayin ches sif katon ches kivan shenik brames. Once the mace is buried, mutter lech obas of alish tizayin. It's mutter for the ovalty meat. It's mutter for him to drink wine. Maat betoy chasuda. You shouldn't get drunk. Based on this Gemara right here, I am Bebir Agra, but the bottom line is that it's mutter to drink wine. Ay, luchur, it's the antithesis of Avelas. To the contrary, like every yayin elo lenachim Avelas. When the Braisa says that they used to drink wine, these glasses, those glasses, we're probably talking about yayin. I mean, it just says they used to drink, presumably yayin. Regardless, Baruch Shaino. Used to be that Hayim Megalim Pnei Ashirin. They used to uncover. This also is an interesting minhag. They would uncover the face of the mace, but only the Pnei Ashirin. Umechasim Pnei Aniim. They would keep the Pnei Aniim faces covered. So this is by the Levaya. Mipnei Shayu Mushcharim Pnei Mipnei Betzayres. So the Ashirim, they looked very handsome, but the Aniim, they looked they would. They were all black because of the Aniyos. For Aniyim Mispaishim. And Aniyim had Busha, meaning the Aniyim that were alive and their families. It was Yoinus. Why were they embarrassed? Why they covered? They covered obviously because nobody wants to see. So his scheme made a takana. This is, of course, the minik sheyu mechasim pnei akol, that we never uncover. But this is the reason. Mipnei kvoidim shalanim. This is the reason. Not into a Kabbalah. It's mipnei kvoidim shalanim. Rishon heimatzin hashirim bedargish. They used to take out the aniyim and dargish of today's daf fame. The aniyim bekliva. And the aniyim they used to take out in the klicha. What's a klicha? Rashi says, mita shel mesim, a special mita for mesim. Vayaniyim is baishim. They didn't have a dargish. Says kinu shniu akol mitzien beklicha. Everyone should have a klicha. When they kvoidin shalani, b'shein manichem asagmur b'tachas choli meyayim. People that died from choli meyayim, from some intestinal disease, so their bodies would smell after they died. So they would put mugmur. They would put like spices. It's like this. They wouldn't smell bad. Vayicholi meyayim chayim is baishim. Fascinating gemara. The people that were choli meyayim, that were alive, they said, really? This is that we smell so bad? So they felt bad for themselves. So not because of the basin, the chayim. So iskinu shiyam manichin tachas hakoil. Everybody should get mukmar mipnei kvoidim. Shal choylem meyayim chayim. Because of the covet of the choylem meyayim. That were chayim. Roshonahim matpilen es hakelem agabi nidas meses. If a nida died, so all her kelem they would take and they would be toivelet. Why? Because it came in contact. I mean, there's Thomas Mace, but there's also Thomas Nida. And because of Thomas Nida, they would be terrible. For your Nida is chayes misbaishes. And the Nida is chayes, the Nidas that were alive, they had a little bit of busha there. Tomei, the skin is shiyum, atpilum, agabi, kol, anoshim, vipnei, kvoidim, shal, Nida's chayes. And made it a takana that all women, all the kelim should always be washed. Because of the covet of the nidus that are alive, Rishonim Matpilam Agabi Zoven Mason. They did the same thing for the Zoven. The Zoven is a man who's also Tomei. Vaya Zoven Chaim is Baishim. The Zoven that were alive, they were very embarrassed. Skinushim Matpilam Agabi Akol, that they should be tovel everything. And they kvoid them shal Zoven. Rishonim Heyahit Soyas Ameis Koshel the Krov of Yosim in Misasa. It used to be that when a person lost a relative, the expenses associated with burying their loved one was more difficult than the actual loss. It was so expensive, it was impossible. Actually, you krov of manichin oisam, the kroven would take the body, leave it on the floor, ubarchim, and they would run. Acha bar Rabbi Gamliel. Until Rabbi Gamliel came, v'na kalis reish ba'atzmai. He was noy kalis reish ba'atzmai. So what did he do? V'yotza b'kli pishtan. He himself walked out with tachrichim that were made out of pishtan. Now Tosfos says what? He walked out with tachrichim? Rabbi Gamliel started wearing tachrichim? What does that mean? Tachrichim is something you put on a mace. What does it mean he walked out? So Tosfos says, shetziva came b'shas p'tirasa. Not that he was yotza. But what it means is he was mitzava. He wrote in his sava that that's the way he wants to be buried. So they said, oh, Rabbi Gamliel's being buried this way, b'kli pishton, v'nagu amachrov losis b'kli pishton. Everybody did the same thing. Amar Rapapa said, v'idna nog alma, afilu b'tzarda barzuza. Today, people wear a tzarda, and the whole tzarda costs a zuz. So what is tzarda? Rashi tells us in English, canvas. So today, it's canvas, and either way, this is what everybody does. Eima nichanes ha-mita b'ruchayv. We never leave the mita b'ruchayv. Why not? Not never. Cholamoid. So going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said that on Cholamoid, we don't put the mita down in the middle of a funeral procession, middle of the street. The reason is because we're afraid that it's going to bring Lidei Hespit, and there's no Hespedim on Cholamoid. So Amar Rapapa said a very important halacha, Ein Moyed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, that there's no Moyed when it comes to a Talmud Chacham. The Koshkein Chanukah Purim. Certainly, there's no Chanukah Purim. What's the Koshkein Chanukah Purim? It's only the Rabbanan. Moyed is the Raisa. So if there's no Moyed, certainly, there's no Chanukah Purim. That's only true. Befanav Avshalei, befanav Loi. Meaning, in the presence of the Nifter, Ein Mayed V'Koshkin Chanukah Purim. But not in the presence, they're not. Fekdemar Ein is that true. Rav Kana Safti the Rav Svidman Nahardah, Befum Nahara. Rav Kana was Masp Rav Zeira from Nahardah, Befum Nahara. Rav Zeira wasn't there, and he did it anyways. Amravasi, Amrapapi. Rapapi said, Yoim Shmua Hava. It was the Yoim Shmua. And Ukefonov Dami. I mean, it was the day that he had heard about it, and because it was the day that he heard about it, therefore he was Maspid, not Rav Zeir, Rav Zvid, because the Yom Shmua is makes it Kibbefonov, and therefore it has that Kula, and therefore he was allowed to do it. Amar Ula. Ula said, Hespid Alei. Now, whenever you see the word Hespid, it means that someone's banging on their chest. Now, usually when you think of a Hespid, you think of the Hespid. But the word Hespid also means a physical act, and it's banging on the lev. The pasuk says, "Al shodayim soiftem tifuach." Whenever you find the lashon like "ein metapchen," it's biyad. It's clapping hands. Kilus is beregel using the feet. Tanu Rabbanan, Mekalis, if someone's going to be Mekalis, mourning with feet, Leikalis besandal, shouldn't use a sandal. Ela beminal, he should use regular shoes with neasakana. The sandals were very dangerous. What comes to mind is Shabbos Tav Samach, the sugi of sandal hamasumer. But the point is, the sandals were considered dangerous, and therefore, no kilos using sandals. Amar Rabbi Yoichanan said, Avil, and Avil, kimin shenina roishoy, shuvay menach, min rasham leishav etzlai. So people that are going to be menachem avils, so if the avil makes a gesture that, you know, he's done, that the Olim should leave, so they should leave. Meaning, not only that, ein menachmin rashom leishavetz. Now let us sit there. So ordinarily, it's called mashayim l'chabalabayis say chutz mitzeh. But over here, it's just the opposite. He says, say you run, you run. From Rabbi Yoichan and Rabbi Yoichan, it said, hakol chiyavon abe b'nei nasi. Everyone's obligated to stand up for the nasi, right? Nasi walks into the room. Yeah, everybody has to stand up. Chutz me avel v'chayla. With the exception of an oven l'chayla. Oven l'chayla don't stand up for the nasi. From Rabbi Yoichan said, l'kol oimer lehem shvu. Chutz me avel v'chayla. Ordinarily, if somebody is standing and somebody says sit, so we tell them to, you can tell them to sit down. But in Avol and Chayla, they're excluded from this whole halacha, and as a result, there's no such din. So what's the reason? Why is an Avol and Chayla different? Why in Avol and Chayla, they're not supposed to stand up? Well, why not? So the reason is because the whole Indian of standing up for a nasi is b'pnei seva tokim v'adarta p'nei zokin. It's a covet. Avon l'chayla stand up, it's not considered a covet, and for that reason, they're not obligated to do it. That's what the Rishonim say. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Avol yoyim rishon asa lecha lechem shaloi. An Avol, the first day of his avelus, is not allowed to eat bread for himself. How do we know that? Because midabon le'rachman al-Yecheskel, because the Ebeshah told Yecheskel, v'lechem anoshim lo yisoycha. You shouldn't eat lechem anoshim. So what do you see from there? That ordinarily, a person, but yoyim rishon, is supposed to eat lechem from somebody else. Rabbi Yosef, they used to swap meals, they would exchange meals between the two of them. There's a classic Meshachachma. Rameir Simcha says that what's the reason for this? Avil b'yoyim rishon, and Avil the first day, asur lecho lechem yishaloi. He's not allowed to eat bread that's his, but he dafka has to eat bread from somebody else. It's an interesting halach. Why can't he eat his own bread? He wants to make his own food. Why can't he make his own food? He's dafka. There's an isri. He's not allowed to eat food from somebody else. So Rameya Simcha says that a person that's an avil is an avil because he lost one of his karevim. Says Rameya Simcha, when a person loses a karev, it's not uncommon for the person to start pondering his existence and start wondering and thinking what happens to a person after he dies. Why was a person even created? Hasharas hanefesh, olam haba, machoy vasoy ba'olamoy. Those types of questions people usually ask themselves when they go through a situation. So Rameh Simcha said, what's the teretz? Why did the Eibush to create the world? That's pshat. Machoy vasoy ba'olamoy. Where does a person go into the next world? He says, the reason Eibush to created the world, Ramchal says, and all the Svarim HaKadoshim say, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toivu meitiv. And Hashem wanted to take his hatava, and he wanted to share it with people. Okay, so Hashem could have just created Olam Haba, put people there, and given them Olam Haba. The reason is, say Chazal, because if Hashem would do that, we would not have earned the Olam Haba, and if we would not earn the Olam Haba, we wouldn't fully appreciate it. The terminology that's used by the Sfarim to explain that is Nahama de Chisufa. He said, if a person gets something for nothing, you give someone bread, and he didn't work for it, he didn't earn it, he doesn't appreciate it on the same level. So it's for that reason they should put us in a world where he gave us Torah and mitzvahs, but at the same time he gave us a Yetzirah. And our job is to overcome a Yetzirah. It's like this will be Zoycha, and that when we get Nahama, and we get a meal, it won't be Nahama de Chisuf, it's going to be real. So the other who's thinking now, what in the world is this all about? And what's the teretz? The teretz is Nahama de Chisufa. So what we do is we show the other what it means, Nahama de Chisufa. And everybody starts showering him with gifts. And he could be the biggest gvir in the world. It doesn't matter. Asur lecho mishaloi. He wouldn't be able to eat from himself. And he feels uncomfortable. It's not kishmak. It's keneged ateva. And we tell the person, it's a message that we're sending him subliminally, that this feeling right now, this nish kishmak, that's what Abishah didn't want you to have. And that's why Abishah created a world. It's like this you can earn. It's like this one day you'll be able to eat from yourself. And it won't be Nahama de Chisufa. The reason there's a halacha that the Avil's also lacha mishaloi is because this is the teretz to the kasha that's bothering the Avil right now. And that's why this is something that we do. V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, mace be'ir, if there's a mace in the city, kol b'nei ir asurim b'asiyas malach. Everyone in the city is not allowed to do malach. So once upon a time, you know, in the days of the shtetl, so there's a small shtetl, and now there's a mace beir, so the whole city would shut down. Rav Nuna once came to a certain place in the south. Shama kol shipura the shachva. He heard a ram call that somebody had died. Chaza hanach inchi to kaavdi avidato. Yet he saw people that were working. Amalusi, he told them, lahave hanach inchi beshamto. He told these people, you people should be in cheirim. Why? Like shachva ikub masa? Isn't there someone that died in the city? If someone died in the city, you're not giving a proper cover, then you should be b'shamta. Amrle, they told him chavurasa ikub masa. Now in our city, we have like a chabura. There's a group of people. There's a chaver kadisha. They take care of the mason, so they don't need us. Amrle, he said ihachi sharuchu. Then it's mutter. Meaning, and you're not in cheirim. Everything is fine. Meaning, the reason that the whole Bnei Yair have to stop is because they're all supposed to get involved in Kavod HaMeis, but to the extent there's a Chevre Kadisha, so everyone's allowed to go around doing their thing. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Kol Maskash al Meis Yoisem Midai, someone that after he loses a Meis, so he is Bitzar Yoisem Midai al Meis Achar Hu Boicha. This person eventually is going to end up crying for another Meis. There was a woman that lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havalos Shiva Bani. She had seven sons. Meis Chadin, one of them died. Havas Kobachya B'Yasirta, and she was crying. But apparently she was crying, but derech haflog, it was something out of the ordinary. Shalach, Rav Huna sent a letter, to message to her, like, tavdi achi, don't do this. I'm telling you, don't do this. Kala meskash ha-meis yoyse midai, ha-meis achru boicha. Don't do this. Mara says, le-yashkecha, but she didn't listen. Shalach le, he sent her again. Itzai smut, if you listen good, ve-iloi tzavis avdasa, le-idach meis. He says, if not, start preparing tachrichin for your next child. The Gemara says, u-meisu kulo. Eventually, all her children died. Le-soif omar lo, eventually he told her, timush zavd prepare tachrichim for yourself. She did, umesa, and she ended up dying. So on this note, Zok de Gemara, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, al tifkel ames, val tanudu loy. Al tifkel ames yoisem yidai. What it means is a person should cry for ames yoisem yidai. Val tanudu loy yoisem yikashir. And again, the mourning shouldn't be more than the shir. Hakeitzad, what does that mean? Shloisha yom lebechi, 3 days for bechi, v'shiva lehespid, 7 days for hespid, u'shloishim legiyot l'taspiris, and 30 days for a person not having pressed clothing and not cutting his hair. Mikan v'helach. Afterwards, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I atem rachmanim bo yoisem imeni. What? You're not more of a rachman than me? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, adkan, then a person has to be adkan as well. The pasuk continues, and it says, b'chu b'choy lahoylech, ki layoshev oid v'ra es eretz meiladetoy. So what does that mean? Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Leit, Amar Rav Yehuda. Lahaylich b'lay banim. What it means is, b'chud, the person should cry for lahaylich b'lay banim. Rav Shua Malevi lay azal b'ay ivla. Rav Shua Malevi would not go to Beis Avil. El l'man azal b'lay banim. Only someone that died without children. D'chsid b'chud b'chay lahaylich ki layashav oid v'ras eretz meiladetai. It's referring to someone that died b'lay banim. Rav Huna says that pasuk is referring to zesh aver aver v'shanaba. Someone does an aver and then he repeats the aver. And Rav Huna l'tamid. Rav Huna said kivich avadam aver v'shanaba. A person does an aver and he repeats it. Hutshulay. That aver becomes mutter. Hutshulay solka daitach. What it's mutter. Elaim and nas like a heter. It's nasus like a heter. If a person does an aver twice, it's already nasus like a heter. And we always speak out that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say that when he does it a third time, he already thinks it's a mitzvah. Amar Rav Levi said, Avul shloish yamin rishonim yira es atzmoi ki ilu cherev munachas loy ben shtei rechais. Pushes to see himself as if he has a sword that's in between his thighs. Mishloish vatshiva from day 3 until day 7 kilu munachas be keren zavis. He should feel as if it's been in a keren zavis. It's in the corner. I mean, it's not mamish on his body, but it's in the corner. Mikan ve'elach after shiva kilo iveres connected b'shuk, a person should feel as if it's iveres etzloy b'shuk. So just to end with one ha'ara, maybe two, we'll see how fast it goes, but for sure one ha'ara, and that is really going back to the beginning of the daf, and really going back to something very, very general that we've seen in Perek ve'elam agalchim. And that is that the halachas of avelos as it relates to avi ve'imoy are different than the halachas of avelos as it relates to shaar kreifim. And the truth is, I just wrote down a list. I'm not going to go through it. But we found it so many times here throughout Perek, the Elam HaGalchin, that there's nafgaminas between the avelos of avi ve'imoy versus the avelos of shaar kreifim. Just a few examples. Number one, the Gemara brought a brisa that said that if somebody meets an avil, he's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. You can't ask him how he's doing until Lamed Yoyim. But for Avav V'imoy, it's not Lamed Yoyim. For Avav V'imoy, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. We had a halacha, a brisa that said that if someone has a karev that dies, so if the faster you bury the karev, Harezeh Meshubach. But when it comes to a father and a mother, it's just the opposite. Over there, it's going to be Harezeh Meguna. We had a halacha that if someone is a soicher and now mace one of his karevim. So, Rotzel Amayit Ba'eskoy Mamay, Over there already, he has to. The dinim of Kriya, there were many nafkaminas in Kriya as it relates to Kriyavim. Number one, by a father and a mother, it has to be bechalitza, which means the shoulder has to be exposed in terms of sewing a bag, how much you have to do, right? Do a whole bunch of different halachas. A person usually has to do Kriya on one baguette, but all the begadim, if he's wearing 10 begadim, he would have to do it for all the 10 different begadim. We had a halacha about, is a person, if he changes begadim in the middle of the shiva. So for Shai Kroivim, if he changes his bag, he doesn't write Kriya. Kriya has to be b'shas chimum. But when it comes to other v'imai, that was a Gemara. No, then even if he changes the baguette, he would have to do it again. So again, we have a whole bunch of nafgaminas between Dinei Avelis as it relates to Shai Kroivim and Dinei Avelis as it relates to other v'imai. And it's mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara said it a few times in our parak that the reason other v'imai is different, Lashon HaGemara was, we had in today's daf, it's because of kvoid of ve'imai. It seems to be related to kavod. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah kavod esavicha v'asimecha. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Laman yarich on yamecha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, mechabdei mechayim, u'mechabdei lacham moisai. Just like a person has an obligation, a mitzvah d'iraisa, to be mechabed his parents while they're alive, he has the same mitzvah d'iraisa of kavod esavicha v'asimecha, lacham moisam. The mitzvah of kavod esavicha v'asimecha does not end when a person's parents die. Just like mechabdei mechayim, so too there's an inyan of mechabdei la'achar moisai. So when it comes to avelos, there's not only the hilchas avelos that needs to be taken into account when it comes to a person's parents, but there's also the mitzvah of kabed es avicha v'asimecha. So that from the kibud ave'im perspective, the avelos is different simply because the chiyuv kavod changes something. So if somebody's sitting shiva on a sibling, or someone's sitting shiva on a spouse or a child, so there's no chiyuv kibud, there's a chiyuv of avelos. So avelos is mechayiv, whatever it's mechayiv. But other v'imai, there's a whole other dimension. The dimension is kibud. And because of kavod, other v'imai, that plays an impact in halacha, and that's why you find nafgaminas and halacha and dine avelos between other v'imai versus nafgaminas and halacha as it relates to shar kreifim. One of the nafgaminas and halacha between Aviv Imai and Shah Kroivim is as it relates to not going to a simcha for Yud Beis Chodesh. So everybody knows that if someone's an Avil, Al Aviv Al Imai can't go to a simcha, we learned it in Perek Ve'lo Magalchim, for 12 months. If a person's an Avil for Shah Kroivim, he can't go to a simcha, Shloishim, for 30 days. Again, Aviv Imai more, because Kvayt Aviv Imai, there's an Indian to be mechabed the parents, to show that he's going to mourn, even for an extended period of time. There's a fascinating tshuva in Igros Moshe, where Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila. There was a woman, she was Bavelos, she's Toich Yud Beis Chayda, she lost one of her parents, and she had a wedding to go to, and she couldn't go, because she's a novel. Her husband was going to the wedding as well, and he wanted her to go with him. And the question was, should she go because her husband wants her to go, or she's bavela, she shouldn't go? So Muscha Rishon, you would say, of course she's not supposed to go. The husband's wrong. She has a din, she has to be bavelos. So Rav Moshe wrote a beautiful tshuva, and Rav Moshe said a chiddush. Rav Moshe said that what's the reason that there's an inyan of avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, Lacha Ava V'imai? It's based on the fact of Mechabdei Lacha Misa. It's based on the halachas of Kippur Ava'im. So everybody knows the halacha, that if a married woman's father tells her to do something, but her husband tells her to do something else, she's supposed to listen to her husband. That's halacha psuka. So Rav Moshe said this is no different. Over here, mitzad kibud ave'im, avelos, don't go to the chasana. But your husband wants you to go to the chasana. So because your husband wants you to go to the chasana, so over here, there's an inyan. Do I listen to my husband? Do I listen to my parent? The halacha is you listen to your husband. So based on that, Rav Moshe said, get to the chasana. That's what you're supposed to do, Medina the Shulchan Aruch, because if that's what your husband wants you to do, then this is something that you should do. So I heard from Rabbi Bienenfeld. Rabbi Bienenfeld told me, b'shem, a very chashev apoysek. He said he was once sitting by a wedding, and somebody came to the chasana, and they were sitting around the table, and someone asked this shaila to the poysek. He said, my wife, she's bavelus, and she didn't want to, she had this wedding to, we had this wedding, I wanted her to come, and you know, what's the halacha? So the poysek said, it's an offer to tshuva in Rav Moshe, it's an igros Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you're supposed to listen to your husband. But then he said a chiddush. He said a beautiful chiddush. He said that could be, Rav Moshe wrote his tshuva many, many years ago. He wrote it at a time where people used to go to simchas. Most simchas were mixed seating. Most simchas, the husband and the wife, they would sit together. And as a result, a man, if he's going to go to a wedding and he's going to be sitting around the table where it's going to be couples or family, whatever it's going to be, and they're going to be sitting with their wives and he's not going to be sitting with his wife, so there's an inyan of being mechabed your husband, and she should go. She should be together with him. But he said today you go to a simcha and there's a mechitza shel barzel between the men's side and between the ladies' side. So what? He wants his wife to come, so she's going to sit in the car, and when he's going to go to work tomorrow, she's also going to be sitting in the car with him. Then he's going to go by himself. So he said, Mehecha Tesa, now that should be different. He said, Rav Moshe wrote it at a time where they would go to a simcha. They were literally at the simcha together. So it was a real inyan, a real niyug, and a hug of covet as it relates to her being together with him. But he said, Bizmanenu, that's not something that's really shchiach. And because that's not shchiach, he said, it's pasha that this wouldn't be nageya. And Rabbi Nifal told me that over the years, he's mentioned this to kama v'kama g'dayli Yisrael, different poiskim, whether Rav Moshe's tshuva was meant for a different world, or whether it's something that would be negay today, the kulam hiskimu, that it's gans yitachin v'mistaber, that Rav Moshe's tshuva is actually not something that would be negay for right now, because it was really more for a different world. But today, where it's just a matter of getting in the car and just driving together or sitting in traffic together, it's not so posh that this is what they should do. Just to end with one thing, so the Gemara just mentioned now that when it comes to Avelos, a person is not supposed to be misabul yosemidai. Right, there's an inyan of 3 days, and then 7 days, and then shloishim days. Right, it's also the inyan of yud beis chodesh, etc. So there's one marsha that we didn't mention on daf chafei. There was so much on daf chafei, we didn't get a chance to. But the Gemara said, Rav Chanan chasne devei nasi yahava. Rav Chanan was the eidim by the nasi. And like Havalei Bini, he didn't have any sons. Boy Rachmi, Davin, Vahavalei. And finally he had a child, he had a son. Now who yoimed Havalei, the day that he had a child, Nach Nafshe. Rav Chanan himself died. Pasach Allah, who Safdan? So there was a Safdan, a professional eulogizer. He got up and he gave a hesped. He said, Simcha Latuga Nefcha. He said, the Simcha turned into Tuga. Sasoin v'yagoin nidbaku. Sasoin and Yagoin, two opposites, they were nidbak, they came together. Be'esim chasai. Nenach, at the time that he was supposed to be so happy, Nebuch, Nenach. Be'ez chaninosoi, ovad chaninoi, the time of chanina, such a eis ratzin, chaninoi died, asiku lechana al-shmei, they ended up naming him Chan. So the Marsha says a davar nifla, in Chedushi Agadis. The Marsha says, yesh loymar, sholish inyonim denokat shel hafeichim. It was simcha letuga, sasim v'yogin nidbaku, be'ez chaninosoi, ovad chaninoi. So he mentioned three different Lashonis, did this Safton, this eulogizer, when he gave the hesped. So he said, Yesh Loimar. The reason is because after a person dies, he says, there's three kufois of Avelos. This is the first day, the day of the Kfura, the day of the Misa, which is the Avelos Dairaisa. Then they sit Shiva, and after the Shiva, they get up from Shiva. And then there's the Shloishin. He said, when this Ben Zohar was born, this little baby boy was born, it was the same thing. The day the baby was born, there was such an excitement. It was gewaldic. Then 7 days passed, and on the eighth day, there was a bris milah. And this was also the oldest child. So there was a pinyin aben. It was mamash. It was so gishmak. So said the marsha, every single step of the way, simcha, that the simcha, the news starts breaking fast. Everybody, all the chats. Wow, you heard who had a baby. It was so exciting. Simcha letuga nefacha. It turned into tuga. Because mamash, the next post on the chat was Nebuch, that Rav Chanan died. Mamash went from simcha to tuga. Sasin v'yogain, the day of the bris milah, which is on the eighth day. But it was sasin. Sasin's Zumila, it was Sasain Zumila, it's half of a fellow. It turned into Yogain. That was the day they got up from Shiva. Shtim's according to the Chacham. Rabbi Shol says you get up from Shiva on the seventh day. Misayim Kekulav, according to the Chacham, it's the eighth day. It's the day of the Bris Milah. And then finally, Be'ez Chaninusoi, at the time of Chaninusoi, Avad Chaninoi. Chaninoi, the time of the Pidyon HaBen, which again was the Yom Simcha, the Shloishim. So he says every single milestone, it was Chayzev and Neir. All of this Avelos happened. So I just thought, just to be Messiah again, another intense daf in Perek Ve'elam Agalchen, Bechi Toiv, and that is the last Gemara in the daf was. The Gemara said that a person, Kol Shloishis Yomim, during the first 3 days, he should view himself ki'ilu cherev munachas ben shtei rechosav, as if there's a cherev that's ben shtei rechosav. From day 3 until day 7, it's ki'ilu munachas karen b'karen zav, as if it's in the corner. Mekan ve'elach, after that, it's ki'ilu everis kenegde b'shok. A person should feel like it's in the shok. This line in Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually a halacha psuka. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerudeya. It's in Simid Shin Tzadik Dalet. It's Sivkot and Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, kol shloisha yomim, Yira ha'avel kilu cherev munachas loy ben ksefa. Shloisha vat shiva kilu zokiv kenegde b'keren zavis. Mishiva vat shloishim kilu ayveris lefana b'shuk. Shulchan Aruch continues. V'chol oisa shana. The entire din, the entire year, hadin matuach kenegde oisa mishpacha. The family should feel like there's a midas hadin. Aber says the Shulchan Aruch, v'mnoilad ben. But if a ben zachar is born by oisa mishpacha, nesrap is kol mishpacha. Then the whole mishpacha is going to get a refuah. So my muschol rishon was, I was thinking that they mamish missed it by a few seconds, right? The whole story is that Rav Chanan finally had a son. The baby was born, and as soon as the baby was born, Rav Chanan died. So mamish missed the nisrapa kol mishpacha by a matter of moments, right? That's what it feels like. It feels like he just missed it. But the emes is it's a tais. And the reason it's a tais is because we spoke this out once. We have a raid bite on this. There's a tshuva from the Marshal, a beautiful tshuva that's very negeya perik ve'ilu magalchen. The shayla over there was a person who lost his mother. Lost his mother. He's an oinein alimoy, but the yeshloi ben limoy. But he has a child to give her smila. So it's the eighth day. He has a baby, and his mother just died. Heich yisnaig ba'imoy. What should he do? Should he first bury his mother, get out of the state of aninus, and then do the brismila? Or maybe you should do the brismila first. So said the Marshal, muscho rishon is, it's easy. Of course, first you have to bury. Why? Because the oinus potem in a mitzvah. So if he's potem in a mitzvah, right now he's in eina mitzvah v'oisa. He quotes to Yerushalmi that if someone's potem in a mitzvah and he does it, he's a hedyot. So muscho rishon, of course, the person should get out of the state of aninus, and then afterwards he'll go ahead, he'll be mekayim the brismila. But the Marshal says that I think that's not the case. And in fact, he says like this, v'oik, what's the reason that an oinin is patur min hamitzvos? Mishum kavod hameis. The reason is because of kavod hameis. That's the reason to be mechaber the meis. Knei sheyasek in meisai v'zehu kvoidai. K'may she'amru chazal. So says the Marshal. He says if we're going to go ahead now and we're going to do a bris mila, this bris mila is going to be the biggest kavod for this family. You know why? Because Chazal say meis echol b'mishpacha yidagu kol hamishpacha. But noilad ben zachar nisrap kol hamishpacha. You want to know what the laid is? When is it the nisrapa kol hamishpacha? It's not the laid. It's the bris. The hager b'milasay aminik kakan shenay ledami. Vim kain kavod hamesu. So it comes as the biggest kavod hamesu to do the bris mila. The shaper dami. That's the right thing to do. So you're right on oyin patam in hamitzvahs. But why is he patam in hamitzvahs? Out the kavod from the mace. She said the gress, the kavod that this person could do right now for his mother and really for the mishpacha, the biggest kavod he could do is to be machnes a child, a bris shel Avraham Avinu, because nisrapik kol hamishpacha. That's what happens. It's nisrapik kol hamishpacha, and because it's nisrapik kol hamishpacha, so therefore it's the biggest kavod hamei. So really, when is the nisrapik kol hamishpacha? It's not the leida. It wasn't the leida. Really, what it was, it's the bris milah. So the truth is that Rav Chanan passed away, but there was a baby that was born, and on the eighth day, the day was sasoin and Yoga and came together where they were nidbaku, like the Marsha said. The day they got up from Shiva, there was yoga. At that same day, they went straight and they made a bris mila. There was sasin, but that sasin zumila was not just a sasin. Oh, for that day when they had that sudas mitzvah, but rather this sasin was really nisrapa kol hamishpacha. Either way, that's this inyan noilad ben zachar nisrapa kol hamishpacha.